I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. A bill to allow growing hemp in Georgia has been filed at the state capitol. GPB's Ross Terrell explains.
The recently passed federal farm bill included a provision legalizing the cultivation of industrial hemp, but states get to decide what hemp is. Tom McCain leads Peachtree Normal, an advocacy group pushing to legalize marijuana.
If you plant 7 acres and your neighbor says, hey, Sheriff, old Tom over there, he's growing some hemp or growing some marijuana, then you're going to get arrested because hemp does not exist in Georgia.
McCain says it doesn't exist because hemp and marijuana are both cannabis. Georgia hasn't defined the difference between the two. The legislation does that based on levels of THC, which for hemp must be below 0.3%. For GPB News, I'm Ross Terrell in Atlanta.
State lawmakers are discussing legislation to allow local utility cooperatives to provide broadband internet access in rural communities. Supporters believe that it makes sense because they already serve many rural communities. Critics argue that it gives utility companies an unfair marketing advantage. And residents of an apartment complex in Macon have been locked out of their homes since last Friday while safety issues are being addressed, as GPB's Grant Blankenship explains.
Bibb County inspectors found not only broken elevators in the 11-story high-rise, but staircases and balconies unsafe for walking. The long list of code violations at Crystal Lake Apartments came to light last week after tenants went 2 days without running water. Though she had to evacuate, Angelica Starks said she was afraid to leave her apartment in a building rife with squatters.
I got too much stuff in my house. They're going to get stole because they kick in doors every night over here.
Another violation declared some structures as, quote, unfit for human occupancy. While Macon-Bibb County gave the owners 10 days to fix the issues, an attorney representing new owners told the county it would take 6 months to fix the elevators alone. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.
A neighborhood west of downtown Savannah has been added to the National Register of Historic Places. The Savannah Morning News reports Carver Village, named after African-American scientist George Washington Carver, was built in 1948 to provide quality, affordable housing for black residents. And grand jury transcripts in the case of the 1946 lynching of two black couples, George and May Murray Dorsey and Roger and Dorothy Malcolm in Walton County, Georgia, are being unsealed more than 70 years after the crime. Monday, the 11th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals agreed with a lower court's decision to allow historian and writer Anthony Pitch to see the documents. National outrage at the time of the crime prompted an FBI investigation. Although dozens of possible suspects were identified, no one was ever charged or convicted. And in sports, one of the nation's top basketball prospects will begin his college career as a UGA Bulldog. Monday, five-star shooting guard Anthony Edwards committed to playing for the University of Georgia. Edwards, who plays for Holy Spirit Preparatory School in Atlanta, chose UGA over Kentucky and Florida State. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.